How much do you know about Jamaica's Logistics Hub Initiative? What is meant by logistics? Stay tuned as Executive Director of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, answers these questions and more. Dr. Pinnock was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
What is this logistics hub that we've been hearing about? A lot has been said about the hub and about the opportunities that will be provided there. What is it?
Let me just define logistics in a very simple way. I am here selling water. I'm in Jamaica. You're in Trinidad. So I have to get this water to you, the buyer, getting the right goods to the right people at the right time, at the right price, at the right quantity, at the right quality. So logistics is getting it right. Getting the right goods to the right people at the right time. Then let me say there are two dimensions we are dealing with here. First, you are in Trinidad, I'm in Jamaica. We are separated by distance.
Yes.
Transport bridge that distance. And then the logistics now is everything that falls in between. So we now have what you call a global supply chain, which is a network of trading partners which are all over the world. You have a toy, and the eye of the toy may be made in Vietnam. Yes. The tongue is in India. Yeah, then you see a sign on the back, made in Indonesia. Maybe not true, maybe assembled there.
Yes.
Because everything has now broken down the global supply chain. So the global supply chain is a network of trading partners, and logistics is the glue that holds them together.
How Jamaica now is finally suited and positioned to gain economically from logistics?
All right, Jamaica is so centrally located. Coming through the Panama Canal, you can't miss Jamaica. You have to be an expert navigator to avoid Jamaica. That's the way to put it. And so the logistics hub is now an opportunity to use our geographic location to turn into an economic opportunity. The expansion of the Panama Canal, which will now open early 2016.
2016, yes.
Is we have a two-way highway. Think of the Panama
Canal. Tell us how that benefits Jamaica. What benefits Jamaica?
The Panama Canal is one of the world's shortest shortcut. In other words, if you had to move from the western side of the United States to try to get to the east, without the Panama Canal, you'd have to go all the way around the tip of South America and come up. And that is 21,000 kilometers. The Panama Canal shortened that distance by over 11,000 kilometers. So it's essentially a toll road. The toll road now has two lanes, right? And the lanes are small. So they're making a bigger third lane.
Yes.
So this third lane will be able to accommodate ships three times the size. So as a result, you're able to transport cargo more economically. That's essentially what they're doing. So by bigger ships, they want a bigger lane. The canal cannot accommodate the size of the ships now in operation.
Yes.
So by a bigger ship passing through the canal, it is now bringing more cargo through Jamaica. So the notion of transshipment is now going out. By virtue of the logistics hub is taking advantage of the number of containers passing through Jamaica.
Yes.
And then setting up economic zones around the port. So the whole idea of a logistics hub is like, for example, you're making umbrellas and you want an economic zone. So you'll ship a million umbrellas to Jamaica in an economic zone. And let's say you dye them in white.
Yes.
You send them all white because you don't know what the final demand will be in the United States or South America.
Yes.
So JCPenney will now send an order. We need 100,000 hot pink umbrella. So we now get our people in the zone to dye 100,000 of those white umbrellas into hot pink.
Yes.
JCPenney want your tag on it. They want special things. And everything you do, you add probably 2 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents on each umbrella.
Yes.
That 100,000 now, you put on an aircraft into New York because they are not keeping any inventory.
Sure.
Whenever you have your goods or product at a point, that's a point at which you must change state.
Yeah.
So you change state by adding value. So it's not just coming here to be stored. Coming here to change state. So that is how Jamaica will make its money.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. Tune into GIS Television this Sunday for the full interview.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.